good evening. So, before we did the teaching by standing, before we did teaching by standing, so maybe that might help in case somebody's falling down, in case somebody's asleep, but by standing, then, you know, by standing, and then maybe you don't sleep, you know. So usually, I don't know about today, but usually after usually if you do teachings in the evening time, after work, after hard work, then all day long working, then for the teaching in the evening time is like coming to relax, coming to sleep, relax. You should become like that. Not sure today, but usually in the evening time after many hours or long hours of work, then come for teaching in the evening time. So then you're already exhausted, so then it becomes the perfect time for sleeping. So, since I started talking about prostitution, so I would like to mention some benefits of what explained by Buddha in the sutra. And that I say. So, perfect body, prostitution causes to reach a perfect body in next life. And to have a golden color, the color of the body, a golden color, like the color when Madhya Buddha descend or Krishna Buddha, like that. As it's described in teachings. Then beautiful body, it causes to achieve beautiful body in the future. So it's not just one time. it's not just one time in one life. Because karma is expandable. You create one good karma, the result you experience so many times in one life or so many times in the, you know, thousands of lifetimes. You know, many hundred thousands of lifetimes, one good karma you experience. So one good karma, you experience suffering result many hundreds of lifetimes or thousands of lifetimes. So depending on the how powerful the karma is, so that. Also, for example, in a negative way, if you cheat one sentient being in this life, one time cheating one sentient being, deceiving, you'll be deceived 1,000 lifetimes by others in next lives. How many times? 1,000 lifetimes. Next life, you'll be cheated by other sentient beings. So, if you kill one sentient being, and from that karma you will be killed 500 lifetimes by other sentient beings. So they mentioned the text. 1,000. If you cheat one sentient being, you will be cheated 1,000 lifetimes. Is in the commentary by Ayadeva, the great pundit Ayadeva, Papala in Tibet, the commentary of this 400 stanza Shijapa, the text composed by Ayatewa, great Pandit. In the commentary of that, it's a brilliant. The Ipichit once in Nimi, you Ipichit 1,000 lifetime paths in the So one karma is a one day karma, cheat one time, you see. So, like that. Then, also another text, it is mentioned that there's text about the benefits of saving the lives of others. Saving the lives of others. See, the human being or the animal, whoever. So there, it talks about them. So there is mentioned if you kill one sentient being that, you know, so it could be insect or anything, see, that you will be killed 500 lifetimes. So that's, anyway, the idea is that because karma is expandable, you know, there is the one time, the karma, but the result you experience so many times, so many times in one life, or so many times, so many lifetimes. So that, so here, now related to good karma, so is not just one life. You experience this result, you know, many, you see, 100,000 lifetimes. So, that, so here, while you're in this, also even while you are in samsara, so. and after see, being liberated from samsara, so it increases the result. This. So perfect body in future lives, and then golden color of the body, golden color, you know. Beautiful body. So if you have a beautiful body, you can draw many sentient beings. Then you see. In that way, you can use your beauty to benefit many sentient beings. You can draw many sentient beings, they will listen to you, so you reveal Dharma and you bring in the path to liberation and enlightenment. So, I make sense very easy to benefit others. And then, very, say, very sweet voice. Like the singers who are very sweet, those famous singers who draw from the sweet, you see, voice, that draws so many millions of people in the world, get attracted, drawn to that. So against them, you can use that to benefit others, to liberate others from suffering, bring them to enlightenment by doing Dharma, you see. Then, Susankado, Sekido, listen. I'm not sure the exact meaning, but I think maybe able to speak well, you know, with a sweet voice, able to speak well, see. So when the person speaks, that makes so sweet voice that the person will see, have to listen. So somehow naturally obey, you see, attract to that. Nyungwe tsikyu patsam me, honan dodam hamiga. Sungwe tsikyu, nyungwe sungwe tsikyu patsam me, honan dodam hamiga. So, I guess when you talk to people, you see, people will keep your words. You see, they listen to you and they keep it there. You know, they keep their heart. not something bad words, you see. This is never a person at the harbor, not this is a person positive. Then Pasamia Kona Tamil, so no fear to be in public, you see, to lead people, to guide people, you see. You have no fear, you see. Have courage, no fear. Then all the devils, they like you. All the people, all the human beings, all the people, they like you. sometimes there are people, you see, nobody likes them. Nobody likes that person, you see. The family, nobody likes the person. When you go to the office, nobody likes that person, you see. Somehow the karma, you know, wherever you go, east, west, people don't like that person. You see, there's no particular reason, you know, that this person harmed to those other people. There's no story like this in this life. But, or remembering from past lives, and there's nothing particular like that. But, you know, just seeing that person, you know, people don't like, just seeing that person dislike, you know. So there are many people like that, you see. Then, you know, person suffer, you know, very unhappy. So not like that. Everybody like you. So these processions to Buddha Dhamma Sangha have these benefits. Conan. Then always accompanied with the Buddha with the Sappas. So the last one, Sisi Cheta, Sanje Chang Semdra, Long Chue Cheta, Turi Nyang Ende, Kyen Se, Nukun De Kupang Tu. So always you will be able to accompany with the Buddha, with the Sappas in the future. So before that, it's also that you will have munificent. The first time, how he saw the Dalai Lama, when there are many tens of thousands of people, but in the mountain, you see, totally different. No matter how many people there are, you see, in the audience, in the lectures, you see how many there are, sometimes tens of thousands there are, but you see this particular being totally different from others, in a very very glorious, magnificent. so, like, Dalai Lama's guru, his Ling Rinpoche, all that, many, see, some, like that. I'm not sure how many people there are, but you see that being is totally, you see, different from all others. Very glowing, very magnificent, something very special, see. So, like, that's a teacher. Very glorifying, you see, very magnificent. So that's, you know, in the future, you're going to like that, you see. Then, Longje Chidam, Turi Nyang Ende. So in the future lives, you have much, so much wealth, great wealth. So normally, what I say is this. So, you know, one mandala offering. You see, for example, you see, people, millionaires, you see, billionaires. So they are regarded very successful. In the world, regarded by common people as very successful person, you see, like a model or something like that, you see. How you like achieve liberation, you know. kind of each liberation, bad karma, pure, when you become a billionaire or something, you see. But of course, if you come to know billionaire's life, you know, if you come to know the billionaire's life, when you explore, you see, when you come to know, when you become close, then you hear all the problems. problems that poor people don't have. The people begging in the road, begging the street, they don't have, you see. All this unbelievable, you know, in the physical problem, mental problem. Because of that, because of mental problem, then physical problem. All that. However, all this wealth, the properties in different countries, whatever, all the wealth is. You know, how many swimming pools they have, or how many airplanes they have, or how many Mercedes cars they have, however. However, what I think is, all that is a small result of one-time mandala offering. You know, one-time mandala offering, one small result. That's not all the benefit of offering one mandala to Buddha, to the Guru Puja Merit field, or from the Guru, see. There's a small part of the benefit of offering one mandala, see, all that. So now same thing in the future lives, greater world. So there's a small part of, from the sky's benefit that there is, by having the one prostration to the meditative field, the Rupadama Sangha. So that's a great world in the future where you experience millionaire brain, whatever it is, but small benefit from the like the atoms of this earth benefit one prostration done to the Rupadama Sangha, okay? So that then, so then you achieve higher birth, and then yangade means you achieve soulless state. So you achieve soulless state, yangade. So this, in the sutra, it stopped there, but it might sound just only liberation from samsara, but yangade, this is you have to understand two meanings. One is the Lord Nirvana, in a sort of state, you see, cessation from the liberation from samsara. But the other one, within that, you have to understand great liberation, that means the full enlightenment, cessation of even the subtle defilements. Fully knowing obscuration, the knowledge obscuration, obscuration which mainly interfere to achieve the fully known mind. So cessation of even that, you see. So the great liberation. So I added this word, this is extended. But actually the great liberation, enlightenment is contained in the word before, within that. But that's known, if it's not clarified separately, but it's known that, towards Buddha, every single offering, every single prostration, circumcision, whatever you do towards Buddha, immediately become cause of enlightenment. Immediately become cause of enlightenment. even those actions done with mind, which is done with the motivation, which is non-virtue. You see, become dharma, not only dharma, but cause of enlightenment. So immediately, even the motivation is non-virtue, not dharma, old dharma. So usually, the actions, what transforms the actions to become dharma, virtue, is by the motivation. If the motivation is virtue, then the action becomes virtue. If the motivation is not virtue, the action becomes not virtue. Then the result only suffering. If the action is virtue, the result only happiness. For that. But here, related with the action, prostration, making offering, the respect, circumcision, towards the holy objects, towards the holy objects such as the statue, Buddha, scriptures, you know, the statue, Buddha, scriptures, stupas, such as live aside, actual Buddha himself, live aside, you see, even these holy objects, because power of the holy object, then all these actions, even the motivation of the act, not virtue, but this action become virtue, not only virtue, but the cause of enlightenment. So, therefore, it is understood, you see, say, not only nirvana, not only the soulless state of the lesser vehicle path, you see, not only that, that contains also the great liberation, the great soulless state, you see. But I added at the end, you see, when the quantum, so you achieve the state which is with all the qualities of cessation and all the qualities of realization. just clarify the enlightenment at the end, separately, you see. So they about roughly 15 benefits, it's like that. Then the, so even putting palms together like this, even putting palms together like that, towards the minute when you put the palms together, statue of Buddha or picture of Buddha, stupa, you say this. So immediately you create 10 benefits. You create 10 benefits. The minute when you put a palm together to a statue of Buddha, stupa, or scripture, any holy object. Buddha's relics, or prayer words, or whatever, any holy object, you see. Then no question about the actual Buddha, so putting power together respect to Guru, Buddha, there's no question. So even putting palms together, explain the sutra, 10 benefits, you see. So, the 8 extensive things, you achieve 8 extensive things. In the king's family, able to take birth in the king's family, the great king's family. Then the extensive form, and then the extensive surrounding people, servants and so forth, surrounding people who help you. then you see, so I think extensive form there will be your body, beautiful body, and perfect organs, you know, all the senses, you see, perfect limbs, and organs, and like that, you see. So then, able to make extensive offerings, see, able to say, able to receive, able to receive, you see, the extensive offerings and the service. a few times. You're able to see others. And then extensive world. You will have extensive world. And then extensive listening dharma. Then extensive devotion. And you will have extensive remembrance. Very clear memory. Very clear memory, remembering past lives. You see all that. So, you see, not having a forgetful mind. You see. So, a very good memory, you know. So, teachings, what you studied, like examples, teachings, what you studied, what you heard, able to remember. So, like that. So, then extensive wisdom, realizations. So, there are about 10 extensive things. So, explain this. Then there's also 8, as I explained many times in the past, there's also 8 very important benefits. You see, 8. So it's it is contained within these 10 extensive benefits. When you put them together, you know, then immediately you get the 10 benefits. Like that. So, the eight benefits, I don't remember all the 8, but I hope the essence is there. The sutra. So perfect body, next lives achieved, and you're able to say, able to live pure morality. So pure morality. Without pure morality, you can't have a high train of concentration, samatha. You can't have a great insight. kind of that. Without that, then without that realization, you can't achieve only an exalted path, which is wisdom directly perceive emptiness, that which directly sees the defilements. You see, so those things. So, in the defilements, you see, the intellectual, the defilements of these wrong doctrine, then the samadhi is born, you see, the delusions, you see, which is removed by the part of meditation, you see. So those exalted parts you can't achieve, and you can't achieve part of learning, and then the arhat, you see, the normal learning, you can't achieve those. So you can't achieve through the states. So the pure morality is a very important foundation. And so putting palms together, you're prostrating, see, it has the three jewels, have the statues to give you like this. So you have this benefit. Then also, other one, very important cause is devotion. So without devotion, without faith in karma, without devotion to Dhamma Sangha, again, you can't have attainment. Of the path to liberation, to enlightenment, you see. So the cause to a realization, devotion, then it cause to be born, to have courage, to brave heart, courage, you see, to go for sentient beings, you see, to be leader of the sentient beings, many people, you see, courage. So we have courage to practice, just like that. then you achieve aya path. Then you are born deva human being. You achieve aya path. You see, in a way you overcome all the rebirth, all the sickness and death. Then last one is enlightenment. So the mental will put palms like this. So to the whole object, you see, then you achieve this very important benefits as well. So normally I mentioned when we go for pilgrimage or when we go to temples, very important, you see, you put palms together, and then you see every single whole object, you know, you put palms together like this. In the mind, you think, I'm prostrating. So you see, how many days, you know, thousands, hundred thousands, how many days in the temple? So you think, in mind, you think I'm prostrating to all. I mean, it would take a lot of time that to each one, I'm first, now this one, it would take a lot of time. But you see, I think I'm first to all these holographs, so you prepare to the, then you see, all, so you, all the holographs here, then here they go like this, you know, like that. You see, so like that, you see, you press to all, within a 2 seconds, you press it, all this, how many, 100,000 or billion days, you see, holographs. So you create them, you create this, this 10x as a benefit of the, you see, those, however, 100,000, million, how many holographs it is, within the 2 seconds, you collected that many cause of enlightenment, how many holographs there, that many cause of enlightenment, liberation for samsara, happening in future lives. So, unbelievable, you see. Then no question about success, this life just comes by the way. So, so same in your own house. at your own house, see. So, I'm not going to expand because then by throwing one benefit, then it leads another benefit, it leads another benefit. So, so that we want to do municipal puja. So, so in your own house, is that you many? So many Buddhas, many Buddhas pictures, however, did you know, many Buddhas, Buddha statues, whatever. So, so having so many is great. It's great. So every day when you open your eye, you know, when you see all these holographs, it purifies you. It purifies your department, and it makes to see 10 million of Buddha near future, you see, and receive teachings from them. So for the next life, part of achieving that, liberating enlightenment, you see. So, plant seed of enlightenment, you see, all the realities. So it's unbelievable what it does. Just when you open an eye, you know, you see the statues, basically, how many you have in the room, in a different room. So, you see, unbelievable benefit. What is that to you or their family, the people living in the house, you see? Unbelievable. So, incredible purification and unbelievable merit you collected, you see? So, yes. Nobody's great merit, just merely seeing the whole object, you see? Painting of Buddha or statue, merely Tanga, you know, small, big, you see? So you want Tanga in one, in one small portal, Tanga, you see, there's so many. You see, in one Tanga or in one picture of Tanga, you see, so many, you see, many hundreds, you see, like that. So, anyway, by seeing one, by seeing one painting of Buddha, drawing Buddha, you create great, numbers of great merit, just merely seeing. Having made offerings to arhatas, soul to realize arhatas, equal number of the sand grains of the world, sand grains of the world, of universe, that so the, you see, I mean, there's unbelievable number, so not just one arhat. So even by making medicine, offering medicine drink, somebody who is nothing, you see, poor, offered medicine drink to a poor monk. They're not, this is an Arya monk, you know, who is achieved a true path, true decision. So, but ordinary monk, ordinary sangha. So then, by that next life, that person was born, very powerful king Kashika, very powerful king, unbelievable, who is unbelievable wealth, just offering medicine drink for monk, you see. But now here you're talking about, you see, here Buddha is explaining, offering to arhat, offering to soldiers is arhat, you see, who are free from samsara, you see. So much higher, you see. Now, how many arhat? Equal number of days as this, sand grains. my personal experience, but I must say, forgetting a little bit, she said, the atoms or essential grains of the universe in a way. So there's unbelievable number, you see. So now the offering is every day you offer 100 divine food, not human food, divine food, nectar, and 100 divine dress to all those artists every day. So that much, you know, that much for eels, you see, that much. And then merely seeing a picture of a statue of Buddha, you know, this one you collect numbers greater merit. So all others, pretty well, small merit. You compare to them. So that is it. So if you have, many holy objects, as many as a Buddha picture or tongue, the statue, whatever, holy objects, how many you have in the house. So every day when you open your own, you see them. By the way, you see Buddha there, so, you know, you see, so how many Buddha picture or tongues are there? You collect unbelievable merit, incredible. So you're so lucky person, unbelievable. Fortunate person, you see, according to what the Buddha explained to Sutta, developing the devotion, the Sutra, the developing the devotion, power of devotion, the Sutra of the Mudra. In Tibetan called Tebe Top Jebe Chakye Do. So then Buddha has explained to say. So even at your own house, so many you see have on the wall around you see. Also tzatzas. So also tzatzas, this is those most of you see in the house, on the beams, tzatzas, you see. You put it all the way around, you see, tzatzas. you know, put that. And if you over also, can you go over Christmas lights at the bottom, you see, there's a roll of Buddha's tzatzas, then you put over Christmas light. Then you have another roll, you over Christmas light, you see. Can do that. So light offering it. So anyway, so then, you see, even at your house, you see, every day, in a few times, you do like this, you know. I think my mother approached him. Unbelievable. So this, what I've just explained is just there in your own house. Unbelievable. Every day, many times you can create. So, he says, God's merit, you know. So it makes, so then more merit means your life so easy. So more merit means, so any thought, wishes, any wish come, yeah, then it happens. You know that without worry, anything you see, just very easily, you see, you generate the wish, you know, then it comes. You see, the next day or same day, or you see, sooner or later, this happens. So even this life, so similar to eternal realization, you see, which is the most important, the eternal path to liberation. Okay? There's two things then about this prostration. Finish the information about prostration. So when you do prostration, one method to collect extensive merit is the Lama Tsongkhapa's what explained Lamrim Chimo. That when you prostrate, so you visualize the numbers of your body during prostration, cover the whole earth from the four directions and corners, cover the whole earth, and during prostration, to for example here. There's an altar here, so So your body from position from the four directions and corners come to cover the ground. So that's the one special technique, meditation technique, that while you're doing prostration, is that collects unbelievable extensive merits that Lama Tsongkhapa explained. Didn't explain much about, didn't explain many details in the preliminary practice before meditation and path. Lama Tsongkhapa explained the very essence what makes collect most extensive merits. You see, for example, mandala offering, best quality and many. So that the very essential technique, how to make the mandala offering the most extensive merits, is a best quality, the whole sky filled with the some of the other offerings, the offering, the extensive, visualize like that. However, on each atom of the mandala, whole entire universe, there's numbers of yourself offering mandala. Whether from each atom of the mandala, beams emitted and then carries the mandala offering. Then from each atom of those mandala, then it's beams emitted and they carries mandala offering. So full the whole sky. So however, may say like that, best quality of many. So he didn't expect many words, but just the very point, the technique, with preliminary practice, is to purify and collect merits, we say, to achieve realization, passing atma, we say. So, prostration is planned, we see, visualize many bodies, the covered ground, like that, you see. So, as I explained before, as you lay down, we say, as you bow down, as you bow down, the mind think quickly, I'm going to prostrate to process to all the 10 directions of Buddhama Sangha and all the holy objects. Starts to whisk it. I'm going to process to all the 10 directions of Buddhama Sangha and the statues of scriptures, who are guru, the magnificent guru. Not the guru in the world, but guru, your own, the root virtuous friend. Who transformed your mind into dharma? Who transformed your mind into dharma? Among the gurus of the most kind. Okay? So that you say subdue your mind. Okay. So the root virtuous friend. You bow down. You touch your forehead on the ground. then right after that, think it. Whether you're doing following procedure, whether you're following the procession. So then right after that, think. The numbers of your body. If you haven't received great initiation, then your ordinary body, like ridge of mountains, very tall ridge of mountains, you see, and that, then they cover the whole ground from four direct corners, you see. Then, for example, here, the altar, all the holy, you see. Towards that, you see, during prostration. you see, the here, holy object, that's all. you see, all the good Buddha Sangha, all the things of the procession, numbers of your body, like ridge of mountains, so long, you see, so tall, so from four direct corners. So you can do that visualization even while you're standing, you see. You don't have to lay down on the floor long time. You might fall asleep. You might forget to prostration. So anyway, so while you're standing, you can still do that visualization, you see. So then, how many bodies you are able to visualize? You collect merit, same amount of merit, you see, as that many actual body did prostration. So that's unbelievable. It's a merit you collect. So, as explained in the Langava Sutra, you know, that if you do one prostration, then say, when you do prostration to the Buddha, you see, then if there's one atom your body cover, then you collect merit, you collect merit in the triple bond, will turn the king 1,000 lifetimes. If there's one atom, you see, that your body cover, you know, you create merit 1,000, will turn the king 1,000 lifetimes. Why will turn the king? But that's give an idea of how much merit you collect. So to be one will turn king one time, you have to collect inconceivable merit, unbelievable merit. This is all the world, the power, and all the things you see. so much. It's like a project, you see. It's like some big project, millions of dollars or billions of dollars. You need money to run projects. That's similar. So we'll, to be born, we'll tend to go one time. So they have now here 1,000, you see, the one atom you're about to cover on your procession, you get married to be born, we'll tend to go 1,000 lifetimes. So therefore now, so now, when you prostrate from here down to the bottom of the earth, in the text scripture talks about the golden base, however, from here down to the bottom of the earth, there's the unconceivable atoms, numbers of atoms. So then, you see, if you have long nails, when you're prostrating, if you have long nails, how many, there's so many atoms from here down to the bottom of your nail cover. Just that itself, unbelievable, you see, atoms it covers. So now can you imagine that? That many atoms, how many atoms there, that many, you see, will turn king, that you create to come to born, you see, can you imagine the 1,000 lifetimes. So you see, so then that time, if you have long hair, you know, those who have long hair, you know, when you procession, those who have long hair, then the long hair comes on the ground, spread out on the ground. If spread out on the ground, you know. So then the like those singers, you know, anyway, when you procession, you know, if the hair is spread out on the ground, then how many atoms it covers? So many. I mean, down to the bottom. So therefore, normally I advise. So long hair, one of the benefits is when you're prostration, then when the long hair is spread out, then that time then you see unbelievable marriage, right? They're meaningful. That time they have, makes meaningful. When you prostrate, you see, that time it's I don't know other times, but that's one time that I'm making it very meaningful to have long hair. having long hair, you see. Having long hair. their long hair, see, the very expensive hair, you see. It costs a lot of money, long hair. We spend a lot of money for the long hair, you see. So that time, If the hair covers in the ground, then you unbelievable, see, marriage atom, it covers it. So then all those marriage you can dedicate for enlightenment, you know, to achieve enlightenment, to enlightenment, unbelievable. So therefore, normally I advise the feet, when you do prostration, feet you don't keep like this. Make your feet flat. So, because that covers, you know, each toes, even the small toes covers unbelievable number of atoms from here down the bottom, you see, even the small toes. So if you keep your feet flat, so unbelievable atoms will cover from down the bottom, you see. So they saw that you have so much merit. doesn't mean you have to be born as world and king, but you see all that merit in you. Depending on where you dedicate. So then, to achieve liberation, enlightenment, Then you see, you liberate numberless endemics from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring to enlightenment. So you can dedicate that. it's unbelievable when you dedicate for all endemics, all that merit, you see. You make beneficial for all endemics. Again, that is amazing. That, you know, to every helpings, to every helpings who are most unbearable, most unbelievable suffering now, right now, you know, most unbearable suffering, the guideless, there's no refuge. It's unbelievable suffering. The karma is rampant, there's nothing they can do. You have to suffer until the karma finishes. Then, those most hot suffering, cold suffering, then hunger goes to the, not just months, you know, hunger, that's 100 years, thousands, even 10,000 years, could not find a drop of water, could spend food. Unbelievable. But they don't die, so they don't, see, it's the combination. for the animals, then animals have been eaten by another one. You can imagine if you watch the TV, that the animal life, you see, being eaten by another one. The one old man from England, you know, he always makes an animal feeling, you see. Unbelievable. Can imagine. Always the animals, they're eaten by another one. And wherever they are, the enemy is always there. The karma. Wherever the enemy is always there. So, eaten by many other, you know, enemies, you see. Then on top of those human beings, you see, eat them or torture them, you see. They used to wear skin and for many things, you see. So when then you're reborn again, like an animal, you can imagine it'll come up. So that's what I'm saying.